So you're running out of closet space. But the good news is you don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted source for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, only for the month of January, you can earn up to $550 extra when you sell. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and earn up to $550 extra to keep shopping. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Welcome back, everybody, to Solo Dolo episode number 6. Now, some of you guys may ask, oh, what happened? Well, a lot of things have happened. Been really, really busy behind the scenes, and I hope you guys are ready to stay tuned, and I'm going to give you guys all the details. So welcome to today's solo episode, and I just want to let you guys know, I hope you guys have been having a great weekend. I hope you all been preparing for the Valentine's Day that's coming up shortly this Friday. And for the ones that do have a date, I hope you guys have something planned. If not, don't worry, because, I mean, sometimes the idea of Valentine's is going out there and spending too much when you don't need to. It's the idea of love. It's just the idea to, you know, be connected with one another. So share those special moments, whether it's even sharing a rotisserie chicken from Costco or chicken bake while you and your homeboy are sharing hot dogs from both ends. I mean, however it floats your boat. Much love to everybody. So anyways, wanted to talk about a couple things today, and to be honest with you guys, I've been kind of a little lazy with my podcast, been a little lazy with it, and it's all right to admit, I haven't been really writing shit down, and I should be writing my episodes down, I should be writing things down, how I've normally done it, and so far, I've just been lazy with it, thinking I could just freestyle. Well, I ain't no freestylist, so here we go. Well, with what's going on with today, a lot of things going on today. Weather, it's raining. I also got a, you know, shot a couple episodes, shot one that another episode out on the pier, but this one was a little different from the other video, which is going to be releasing this Monday, upcoming Monday, which y'all stay tuned for Too Much Finesse this upcoming Monday. And that's going to be great, working on the finishing the details on that. And if you guys have the chance, actually go over to Too Much Finesse Instagram and wish him a happy birthday. You know, just go out there, wish him a happy birthday. Let him know that Around the Loop podcast sent you, and just a little love, you know. So also, since it's raining, right, maybe it's time for some jackets. And just the other day, I was at my house, and I was sitting down with Kylie, and we were chit-chatting, me and him were chit-chatting, and you guys have heard that name before, right? Well, hopefully he's back, and hopefully he's back for good, and to have the homie back in the game is nice. You know, I wanted him involved in the podcast, I really do. So what we did is we agreed that in order to get him involved, instead of having him on the cameras and mics, maybe let's just get him, you know, more behind the scenes. Well, I really do need help with it when it comes to clothing, right? I've been wanting to do clothing, having some merch out there for you guys, starting small, and I've had the opportunity to have hoodies, shirts from different people, different places, and some of the material is top-notch, some of the material is eh, and learning the difference between DT, direct to garment, to direct to for fabric, because if I say the acronym, you know, y'all going to be giggling, and so I'm like, man, I want to sell people product that it's worth it, that it's actually worth good material, not just, oh, because you're buying it because of the name brand. No, not only that. It's not that at all, actually. So me and Kyle were going doing some research, trying to educate him, put him on, and we were going back and forth, bouncing ideas, right? Writing down ideas and everything, getting it on black and white. And so I wanted to ask you guys, actually, since it's winter season, more rainy winter season, what do you guys actually want to start seeing? Is it hoodies? Long sleeve shirts? Thick regular shirts? and maybe sweats. Or, take the sweats out and do beanies. So I want to ask you guys for your honest opinion. Make sure you go out there on Instagram, DM me at Around the Loop Podcast. Make sure you see the one with the check mark. And that's how you know it's me. And let me know your honest opinion. Because there was a specific jacket that I wanted to start rolling out with everybody. And I mean, be real transparent. The jacket itself, from sizes S to L, from small to large, $60. And anything above is 65. So the jacket alone is $65, $60, right? $60 to $65. All right. Then I'm still gonna get the my stamp on there and everything. So jacket might come out to 80. And you guys may ask, oh shit, why $80? I'm not gonna pay $80 for a jacket. I'm not gonna pay, at 60. Well, let alone the jacket, $60. Like, whether I charge you the price or not, it's that, and it's just supporting me. It's supporting my podcast with the money I can use to invest and continue to grow. Especially when this is in pain. And that's the truth. So, on that behalf, I went with the brand Carhartt. And also my shout out to my homie Tim for putting me on Brunt. Spell like burnt, BURNT, but it's actually BRUNT, Brunt. Great fucking workwear. Honestly, I like it. I like, my homie has some couple shirts. He loves it, talks highly about it, and I might even give it a try and try some other shirts. And if you guys hear me, Brunt, would love to work with you guys. But also, more about Carhartt. Now, Carhartt, if you would like to work with Around the Loop Podcast, this is an open message and an open invitation. Let's get it. So the jacket is going to be a Carhartt, and it's going to be a water resistant, not waterproof, but water resistant. So the water will beat off, and jacket will come in black. And that's it. I made a couple posts just to kind of get an eye out and view and a gauge of like how many people would actually be interested, because I'm not going to go out there and buy 40 fucking Carhartt jackets when it's all coming out of my pocket first. So it's kind of a gamble. And talking about gamble, I'll be actually collaborating with Angel the Gamble for this process. So shout out to him as well, to support his family, his up and coming family he just got, and would love to help him put some money in his pocket. And for all the folks out there too, make sure you follow Angel the Gamble. I'll put his link on in the description in the bio too. Make sure go out there and show him some love. All that money is gonna go straight to his family. So, show that love to the mom and pop shops. He needs that love and support. So that's gonna be, one of the ideas for the jackets and everything. And wanted to get into the idea about doing a giveaway. So I don't know how you guys feel about that, but I think a giveaway would be awesome. And in a way where I haven't, came up with the full details on the giveaway. Still coming up with like how to really, really go with it. Asked a couple of my friends, they gave me some of their recommendations. So, I'm gonna be throwing out hints throughout the couple of solo dolo episodes up until I reach my 1 year anniversary. And if you guys paid attention, you'll have to go back to check when first episode of Around the Loop Podcast, episode one, was released. It's when the time I'll be releasing my the final almost the final phrase. So I'm gonna be dropping a couple words to make a sense, right? And you guys will have to stay tuned throughout the episodes, even solo, even guest appearances as well. Just stay tuned. I might drop it. I'm not gonna say when. So I'm not gonna say, oh, you guys stay tuned for Solo Dolo episode 7. I just dropped two hint words. Nope. You gotta pay attention. So from this episode on, I'm not dropping no hint words today. So honest disclosure. But it'll be a sentence. So you guys will have to pay attention. And after a couple episodes, and also you guys have to make sure you go follow Abuelita's PC. It's ABUELITASPC on Instagram. Make sure you go give him a follow. Let him know that Around the Loop Podcast sent you to show that love and support. And I'll actually be doing a collaboration actually Abuelita's SBC Abuelita's PC actually sponsored this giveaway that I'm going to be doing. So make sure you guys go give them a follow, give that love and support. It's Oceanside Native as well. And, you know, we're here to make Oceanside grow. And I'll be giving out more details about the giveaway. So let's, you know, get more likes. Hope you guys share this episode. Hope you guys share the Instagram. My goal by the 1 year anniversary is to at least have 500 likes, or not 500 likes, but 500 followers on Instagram. And I'll be doing the giveaway once I see the 500 followers, and also when the 1 year mark hits. So that's, you know, that's all coming up at the end of March, to be real. So probably the giveaway is going to be announced on April, around April 1st, 2nd, 3rd, some timeline, some of that time. And it's going to be worth it. But I do want to give a full disclosure. In order to participate in the event, you do have to be 21 and up. There's no ifs, ends, or buts. I don't care. Rules are rules. Laws are laws. Can't break them. So in order to participate in this event, you will have to be 21 and up, and you will have to show me a valid license or a valid ID, and we'll go from there. So stay tuned for it. It's definitely worth listening to it. And for all my folks that pay attention to when I talk about strain of the day, that's a hint, hint. That'll be one of the hints right there, maybe what it is. So stay tuned for that. And also, you know, I want to talk about some collaborations. Like, I'm about to have my first comedian that's going to be biking across America very shortly. Actually, at the end of the month, Seabass, the comedian, if you go over to on Instagram, type in Seabass and you'll find him. He's going to be going on a mission across America to raise money for the folks, for kids, you know, without bikes and stuff like that. And the purpose and the mission of it is awesome. I support it 100%. And he's actually known for breaking the world record, unannounced, but he did. It's on video, of bike surfing. And if you ask what bike surfing is, well, it's you're riding your bike on the trail, and he stands on top of the seat and the handlebars. So he's like surfing it, but he's riding it at the same time. It's kind of crazy, but he broke that. So it was really cool. And also, we'll be having a big, big content creator. He is a blind wrestler. And if you guys know who that is, he usually says the quote, one love. So if you guys paid attention, you'll know who that is. I'll be having him on the show as well. Also, I'm going to be having my first electrician, my first Sparky. And this one's very special, you guys. Why? Because I've been seeing his work on Instagram lately. I've also actually seen him, believe it or not, y'all, he popped out on Foods Gone Wild twice. Not once, but twice. And he's honestly a very honest person. Very honest guy that's out there, you know, giving back to the community by educating, by showing. And they, all he's asking is for a chela. You know, get him a little beer. Get him a cold brewski, you know. Show him that love and appreciation. And give him a cold 40. Something good. Because this man is out there educating it and bending conduit. If you're not out there to learn how to bend conduit, right? Like, hey, you got some crooked ass bends. Like, this guy is making some phenomenal shit. So, big shout out to him. I'm going to be having him on the show as well. And also, a couple new faces coming up, such as YT West, Little Peregrine, Jai, RM the Poet, The Real Dre Crunk, The Big CAE, and much more. Also, we'll be having my first female comedian on the show as well. And that'll be fun. So, and on top of that, I mean, we'll be having, you know, like I said, much more. I'm not gonna give too much. But enough podcasts to last me into, like, almost summer. It's really nice. Also, we'll be having returning faces, y'all, if you haven't been wondering who we're going to have. Well, we're going to have Balance, the return of Balance, the one and only, the main... One of the main reasons why this whole show kicked off with all these phenomenal people I've met. So big shout out to Balance. We're going to be kicking off our actual like video podcast interview as well. Our episode, our first interview, has gotten over 125 views, downloads, and it's been amazing. So y'all, if you haven't had a chance, go check out our first interview. which I believe was like episode 23 or something like that. It was way back. So go check that out. Also, we're going to be having little Tito reappearing, Kelkin as well, and a couple of interviews with Kelkin. We'll be going over his album Gray. We'll also have Gideon back on there. We'll be doing some more content with Gideon. So stay tuned, y'all. Be doing some content with Gideon, Code Records, Obi-Wan, Obnoxious as well. And also, we'll be having the return of Cam14K. If you guys, I hope you guys loved him on the first one. I hope you guys enjoyed Mr. Frost, because he's going to be back. And I'm excited to, you know, have him on the show as well. It's a blessing. And also, I mean, why not have your local neighborhood Spider-Man on there? So he'll be returning on the show with an all brand new suit. So stay tuned for that episode. It's going to be really cool. We'll be doing some collaboration work with me, SoCali Spidey, and Eden Oceanside. Why not get three big names out there now? You know, I'm working my way up there. Let's get it. You know, catch us. Maybe you'll catch us at the Sunset Market. So we'll be out there. And for this moment, you guys, if you guys want to take the next 30, 45 seconds to skip, it's all up to you. Viewer discretion is advised. So right now, I did want to talk to you guys about Jetty Extract. And Jetty Extract, for some of you guys that wonder what it is, Jetty Extract Solventless, actually, Solventless is the blue container, the blue jar. It's cannabis. So it's a, what I'm describing, it's the cartridge, the 510 threaded cartridge. And just to put you all on PMO for Jetty Extract, it's really good. If you guys want some phenomenal fire, want something that's good, you know, go on and check them out. The Solventless is worth the money. It's worth the extra, you know, buckaroos. So go out and check it out. But the strain that I'm actually going to review is Piñata. And then you're like, Piñata, what the hell? Well, Piñata is actually a sativa. I think the rating's at like 90% total THC. So it's pretty high up there. And it's max. But gotta, you know, shout out also my beloved Raw Garden. I love you guys. You guys have one of my favorite companies as well. As well as Plug Play. Love you guys with all the products you guys are dropping. Also, shout out to Plug Play for dropping the new papaya strain. So you guys can stay tuned for that one. Try it out. I'll even let you guys know how that one is. Haven't had the chance to try the Midnight Cherry. Lost my battery, but I just found it. So we'll be trying that. Stay tuned for that one. And Piñata strain. Definitely try it out. I liked it. It was really good. It's smooth, subtle. The wood tip really does change the taste a little bit. But if you guys are trying to be more on a budget-friendly, go and head over to Dime Industries or head over to Raw Garden. And talk about Dime Industries. I actually want to shout out, I'm excited to try out the new iced tea collaboration from Dime Industries. Now, if you guys haven't had a chance, me neither, I'll let you know. So I'll PMO on that. And also, you know, wanted to shout out some upcoming shows, such as March 14th. If you guys didn't know, the ninth member of the Wu-Tang Clan, Master Killa, is going to be showing up in Vista. And tickets, I believe, are going to be $30. There's a couple people you guys can buy it up from. You can buy it from Code Records, Obnoxious, Gideon, Zaza Zay. You can even hit up, actually, Abuelita's PC on Instagram. And if you buy through Abuelita's PC on Instagram, for the ticket for that, you'll get a free eighth. So for my folks that are 21 and up, hey, it's a smart investment. $30, a ticket, and a free eighth. Come on. Let's go, baby. So I'll be out there actually getting some behind-the-scenes footage, recap of the show, and hopefully I'll be able to interview Master Killa, honestly. And how cool is it to be able to interview, have even if it's a minute long, but just to have a member of the Wu-Tang Clan on the show would be a phenomenal, phenomenal experience. So stay tuned for that one. Also, March 22nd at the Vista Poorhouse. Come out and show some love and support. We're going to, you know, Code Records is going to be holding an event. A lot of new faces going to be out there. I'm going to be out there with a booth. Maybe this time, this booth 2.0, you'll see a booth cover. Maybe I'll have some merch. Who knows? Stay tuned for that. We're going to be out there. I'm going to be making some little moves. So little by little leveling up. And, you know, I just wish you guys nothing but the best. I hope you guys stay tuned for all these episodes. I'm trying my very, very best. I'm a one-man team trying to make it happen. And now I just got a couple more team members, such as my Love Bug and Kylie, back on the clothing department. They'll be helping on that end. But as far as the other departments, it's just me, myself, and I. So if any of you guys would actually like to be part of a Round the Loop podcast and you believe that there's a way that you can help with the show, whether it's editing or social media content or something, like, you know, don't be afraid to hit me up. Like, I'm ready to learn. I'm ready to collaborate. I'm ready to help you guys grow as well. And also for the folks out there that if you know an artist, you know somebody with an inspirational story, a motivational speaker, man, it can be, if you even if you work at AMPM or Jack in the Box, if you have a story that you need to share, hit me up at Around the Loop Podcast. If you know somebody, also tag them on Around the Loop Podcast. And I would love to get more people on the show. My story is to get you guys out there, share the platform, share the love. For Oceanside, North County, just in Cali in general, and all around the world, because it was just mainly one thing. Now it's growing. So my love for everybody is growing. So I'm gonna hope you guys, you know, enjoy this show, and hope you guys stay tuned for the giveaway. Like I said, you know, stay tuned for the couple episodes. I'll be dropping keywords. So it's either gonna be interviews, it'll be solo episodes. I'll be dropping hint words. The last word will be dropped for the sentence will be on my 1 year anniversary. And if you guys, like I said, go check out the first episode, check out the date, you'll see when it was dropped. So I'll be dropping out keywords here and there. It's going to be a sentence. And once you guys get the full sentence, DM me on Around the Loop Podcast. I'll do a randomizer and winner will be announced. And we'll go from there. So I hope you guys are ready for Solo Dolo episode number 7. I hope you guys are ready for this Monday's episode with Too Much Finesse, and ready to get more people on. So thank you guys for listening to this short episode, Round the Loop.